taking a pointed feathered projectile to the angular joint cover. By Oranges to Rapples. From Rare Pairs 2024. A competition run on the Homestuck Fan Author Coalition server. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of Andrew Hussey. Neophyte Redglare's palm husk has been fucked with, and she knows who did it because there is only one Pitchtease cullbait offspring of a bark beast who would do some petty hoof beast manure like this. One of her more recent acquisitions, a political prisoner turned slave, one Damien Strider, name legally changed, of course, because Alternian systems cannot recognize names if they do not strictly contain six letters. This is not the first instance of his being a pain in the ass. He's been doing his damnedest to make her life hard ever since she was saddled with the mutant prick. Why did she think it would be a good idea to volunteer to take him when the Grand High Blood said he was up for grabs? Sure, his eyes certainly were interesting. They're the same mutant red as his, at least that's from the little she's heard about him, and he could speak Alternian to a degree. Human vocal cords aren't the right shape to produce the same subtleties as a troll's chitinous windhole, so it makes him sound incredibly deadpan, with a terrible accent every time he says something, but damn, can he speak Alternian? It was weird. She wanted to know why. Her hubris landed her with this asshat, and it is driving her crazy because humans don't do pitch. She chitters angrily to herself as she removes the shell of her palm husk and flips it back around. Damien had somehow stolen it when she wasn't looking, figured out how to pry it off with his blunt point stumps, and reattach it so she couldn't access the power knob anymore. At least, this is one of his more tame attempts to not flirt. He's not flirting because humans don't do pitch. Make her net a little more unbearable than it already was. It's bad enough that she's been constantly bothered by self-righteous highbloods whining out of her updates on their missing ships stolen by her ex, and she has nothing to give them but empty platitudes that she is working on it. This is just the mucus on the grub loaf. Fuck the Grand High Blood for thinking it would be hilarious to make her pursue Marquis Mindfang. God, she needs a stiff drink. Unsurprisingly, the aforementioned irritating alien is lounging in the meal block when she walks in. Damien has his strut pods kicked up on the nutrition plateau, his fronds behind his nug bone, and you can just tell he was watching the door, even behind his stupid cool guy shades. He says nothing as she walks to the thermal hall to grab a hydration cylinder of Faygo. It's not her favorite, but it's the easiest thing to find, this close to the Grand High Blood's fleet, and she closes the appliance behind her. Her honorable tyranny knows better than to say the first word, because that would be admitting defeat, and she will not fucking stand for it. Pitch flirting or not, she knows Damien is looking for a reaction out of her, and Redglare absolutely will not give it to him no matter how badly she wants to. He already stands accused as the lone culprit of her ship who could have the audacity to try to piss her off, and she has two probable reasons why. The first being that he presumes she wouldn't kill him, and the second being he doesn't care if she does. Whatever it may be, the objective was achieved, and all she needs to do is wait for the accused to crack under the pressure of his incessant need to fill a silence with his own babbling. She does not need to wait long. And the satisfaction of being correct is as sweet as his cherry-flavored gander bulbs. Are you just going to stare at me and slowly sip your water like you're a cop trying to turn the heat on a suspect? Damien begins with a quirk of his fuzzy alien gander bulb grub thing. Because newsflash, it's not going to work the way you think it's going to. You don't have the kind of face to pull it off. Here's the thing, sister. You can slowly turn the heat up on a pot of water with a frog in it all you like. And yeah, if you do it right, then the frog won't jump out. But your crazy ass don't know Earth frogs the way I know Earth frogs in this metaphor. See, I've already hopped out of the pot. I'm long fucking gone. You're searching the kitchen for my little hop beast or whatever the fuck ass, and you ain't gonna fucking find me, because I'm already in the freezer. I'm chill as fuck, hibernating the day away and not at all fucking worried about your buggy ass, because I couldn't give less of a fuck about it. I'm the freezer. I'm ice goddamn cold, cool as fuck. She doesn't know how he can stand the feeling of having that many hairs so densely packed together on his face, because surely they must get annoying after a while. In fact, the entirety of his body being covered in tiny, near-translucent hairs, save for his head, jaws, and genitals, must be uncomfortable. Redglare certainly finds it uncomfortable to feel each one every time she grabs his arm. It's like touching 1,000 grub fronds. Wasn't there some kind of tradition on Damien's planet where they could remove the tiny hairs with razors? Was there a more permanent solution for it? Something to look into later. Compared to his primitive planet, she's willing to bet her species can do the same thing, but better. Hop beasts are mammals. Not the same as the blasphemous amphibians you call Earth frogs, Reglo replies as she sets the metal receptacle aside. Your metaphor is irrelevant to the court, but noted anyway. Everything you have ever said or done in my presence and on my ship can and will always be used against you as admissible evidence, regardless of its relevance to the current case.
That's not how the Miranda rights work.
The court also does not give a flying fuck about your human legal system, because your planet is dead, and you're a prisoner of war, Regler retorts with a proud and sharp grin, which, under Alternian law, I am the sole party responsible to be your judge, jury, and executioner. This is your 15th minor infraction against me, and you have been trying my patience with your insolence. So it's within my jurisdiction to proceed with your sentencing. Damien wisely says nothing. He only crosses his arms over his chest, stares at Regler through his stupid fucking cool guy shades, and awaits what is sure to be a most brutal sentencing, if she has anything to say about it. Regler's grin doesn't falter as she approaches her prisoner and kicks his strut pods off her nutrition plateau. His disgusting, fuzzy eyebrows shoot upward to his hairline as his chair tips backwards, which she stops with her frond and firmly fixes the chair's fronds back on the floor. Humans don't do pitch, but Regler doesn't care as she straddles Damien's lap and drops to sit on it, making him jump and yelp. It almost seems to be a struggle for him to keep up his stoic expression as Regler grabs his nug bone under his jaw and plucks his shades off his face to look him right in the ganderbobs. Humans don't do pitch, but the way his face turns a deliciously bright shade of cherry seems to tell a different story. What were you called on your planet again? Regler tilts her head forward until her horns are pointed in Damien's direction and pushes on his jaw until his nuck bone has tilted back. Dave? He grunts, and the odd lump in the middle of his neck bobs up and down.
Well then,
Dave, she begins, and her prisoner strains under her grip and hisses what she can only assume to be a human expletive from behind his adorably blunt teeth.
I've been doing some research on you humans, and I heard it's much easier for you to pierce jewelry through your skin than it is for trolls to do the same through our chitin.
The look Dave gives her in response is exactly the kind she had been hoping for, showing off his wide, bright red eyes and sputtering in shock and confusion.
You're sentencing me to get my ears pierced? I was thinking more of...
She taps a point stump against the side of his face in false contemplation. She'd already made her mind up long before confronting him.
One piercing for every infraction. As a start.
Dave continues to stare at her for a long moment, then snorts and bares his teeth at her.
There it fucking is. You're one freaky motherfucker. You know that? Careful, Strider. I could take that as a challenge.
Regler grins back and squeezes his face until her claws nearly cut him, until he finally winces and says something else in his alien language. Humans don't do pitch, but this one might. And she's looking forward to finding out just how far she can make him go.
The Homestuck Fan Author Coalition is a place for authors to write, brainstorm, discuss, and collaborate. Link available in description. Suburban Jungle by Michael Guy Bowman. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find links to other stories that I've read, my Discord server, and various ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.